Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas. And this is our podcast.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
We've had a bloody palaver, haven't we?
An absolute nightmare. I've spilled more juice on myself. I'm upset.
Oh, yeah, but we haven't... No one knows about that, unless... Oh, yeah, on that. Was that recorded then? Because this is only now...
I don't know.
We've been bumbling... Oh, well, it's been a shit show from the office.
It's the technology and...
I went to McDonald's and then at quarter two, it said it was too late to put in an order, so then we had to hike to the Londis.
Oh.
I had a bloody... I've had a Knickerbocker Glory for breakfast.
Did you have brownies in? I never got to... What was in there?
It was lovely and it had You know, when you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, there's always like a cherry chocolate gâteau at the end of the line.
Yeah, dessert pack. At the end of the day, that's always.
But we had a dinner of students, really, breakfast of students, didn't we? We just had so many drinks.
I've had a strawberry milkshake.
Well, I think you got so many drinks because you envisaged that half would be down your front.
I do have to always factor that in, that I'm only going to get half a sip of each. I can't believe, so I talking to Harriet, and then I can't believe, so, and then I was like, wah! And then squeezed this milkshake all down myself.
Well, there you go, you were talking about who you fancied.
I was saying, oh, I didn't fancy, you were like, oh, who do you fancy? And I went, I'm not telling you. And then squeezed the carton of milkshake all down me, so it's all in my hair. Smells like milk.
It's actually me. I caused, because you were telling me.
It's me who you fancy. No. Just have an effect on me, Harriet. Milkshake all over the place.
Well, no, I thought that, you know, like Carrie, so you said you were not going to tell me, and then I went, my powers caused you to blamunge yourself.
Yeah, thank goodness I wasn't drinking pig's blood or whatever there's in that film.
Yeah, well, smothered in it. The Lord for small mercies, Anna. That you're not guzzling on pig's blood.
Not on a Tuesday. Not whatever day it's day is it? I keep saying Tuesday, but I'm not confident it is a Tuesday.
Yeah, no, it is Tuesday. The kids have no concept of time.
Are you calling me a kid?
No.
Because, thank you.
No, because I was thinking of... Because you didn't know it was Tuesday, then I just remembered that the youngest, before he went to bed last night... well, he didn't know that you had to go to bed. At 10:30, can I fry some bacon?
Just handful of bacon. Do you want bread with it or something? Like a sandwich, or just can I have bacon?
Just wanted bacon, but he would have, would have made him put it in a bag. But my partner has, because where he works, well, I don't even understand it, but he came like Father Christmas, like he came back from work, like Father Christmas, with two great big sacks full of like industrial sized cottage pies and lasagnas and blocks of cheese. And
I'm so relieved you said cottage pie, because I thought you were going to say cottage cheese and I was upset.
Oh my god.
Industrial
amounts. Imagine two carry bags full of cottage
cheese. You just straight in the bag. Look what I found.
Well, I've had a bad experience with cottage cheese. Because I used to get really bad travel sickness and I went to... I got these... Oh my god. My mum got them from a catalogue and she was probably paying them off for the rest of her life, but I had these, the fittest high top trainers as a child. They had they were Nike and they had a teal like wetsuit boot inside the trainers.
Oh, I love that.
They were so funky. Maybe I'm not doing.
I mean, I'm on board. Look.
They were so fit. And then I've gone to. So my grandparents lived in Doncaster. We got a bus to Sheffield to go shopping, and then I got this little ice hockey. And then I had baked potato with cottage cheese.
Oh.
Was sick on my shoes.
Are you sure it wasn't a big potato? Because
of Brian Harvey.
Always.
I've got a bit about that.
He's still alive.
Show. <That's all right. laughs> But I'm going to say it in my show, like Brian Harvey, because I want to start a new rumour that he ran himself over with a baked potato. So I'm just going to say it and then not. Say it like I think it's a joke. I'm going to say
seriously.
Yeah, and see if anyone picks up on it.
So would the big potato look like, how was it coming at him? Like down
the
hill?
Wheels. Yeah, like wheels. A toboggan.
Oh. And are the wheels made of potato? Looks very faces.
Don't be silly, Anna.
Oh, sorry.
They're too starchy.
Yeah. It wouldn't handle the friction. It'd be melting away.
Exactly. Very buttery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to spread that rumour as well. Don't you worry.
Brilliant. I hope that you... it would be lovely to see your face. No pressure, but it would be lovely to see your face watching my show on Sundays. I'm very nervous about it.
Oh, I'm excited to see you, girl. Yeah. Especially now this big potato bit. You've got me on board. I had a good few months last year where I was just having a jacket potato every day.
I did your mum's thing with the jacket potato.
Oh, but...
Fucking big disappointment, I burnt my hand.
But what do you do? Right, so my mum's thing is that you put like a metal fork or something through the potato and it cooks quicker because the heat conducts and it transfers inside the potato. What did you hold the
fork? Wait a minute, did it have to be a fork?
Or some metal thing? A knife's the same. Wait, did it have a plastic end or something?
No.
So it was all metal and you put it all the way through? No, that's... Were you holding it? How did you burn yourself? Were you holding like a marshmallow?
I was angry that my potato wasn't cooked in an instant.
And then like a zap.
I gave it like 10 minutes and it was still raw.
I mean, you're the master of your own demise, Harry, are you? But 10 minutes for a jack of potato?
Yeah, but you
what land are you living on?
A wonderful trick.
It is, but it's not 10 minutes. It's not magic.
Yeah, but I asked you for timings of this and you didn't answer me. So I took it into my own hands and was deeply disappointed.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't need to clarify that it's not going to be minus 13 hours. So you're going to get it yesterday.
Well, let me give you a... If you and your mum, do you still love a jacket potato?
I love a jacket potato, man.
Let me tell you, at the minute, do you have a Tesco by you?
We do have it. I have a club card.
Oh, my God.
Not to brag.
This is a club card-based story.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, you see...
With a club card... I think it's with a club card. At the minute, Tesco's finest baked potatoes are on offer for a bag for 93p with a club card.
Is it a big bag as well?
Yeah.
Like a four pack or something?
No. And have you noticed over the years, the size of the baked potatoes, they're now fucking little boiled potatoes.
Exactly.
Get out.
Get
out. Get out of my oven with your fork in it.
I'm sick of you.
So I thought, what's finest about these potatoes? Yeah. You know, how are you telling me? Because me and Mike knew once we went to Marks and Spencer because we used to catch up. There's this really nice place by me in Glossop. So Mike used to come there. We'd have a cuppa and then he'd go, oh, I need to get a couple of bits. And the only thing nearby, there's an Aldi there now, but there used to really be a Marks and Spencer, so he'd be like, oh, well, I'll pop in to EA, even though, you know, stopping in Marks, who do we think we are? And then he goes, because there was a big thing full of big potatoes, and he goes, he actually went up to someone that worked there and said, are these normal potatoes? Because then none of them were covered in mud. And then it completely threw us, and we thought something was off.
Yeah, like they'd gone off or something. They'd been like removed for like, I don't know, they're dodgy. So they dust the potatoes and that.
They must do. They were all gleaming.
Gleaming. Fair play to that. See, that's
how they had the half live.
If I shopped there, though, I'd expect it like that. I'd expect it with a fork already in it.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
You chuck that in the oven like a wrestler's burger,
and like a red carpet up to the potato.
Yeah.
And what was the saying?
So, the baked potato, cottage cheese, made you ill, Harvey.
The finest potatoes. So, yes. For 93p, I had a bag of those finest potatoes, and lovely. I don't know what they do to them to make them fine. I mean, I dread to think.
Give them elocution lessons. The rain on Spain.
Falls mainly on the pine.
And they're making it like a roll, but with like a little book on its head.
But they're creamy in the middle.
Oh, right. I love a potato.
Delicious. I couldn't believe it. I even said to one of the kids, I said, she didn't notice anything different about that potato. And he was like, oh, it's lovely.
Very creamy inside. This potato's been brought up well. I can taste it.
Game changer.
Oh, I'm going to have to try it. On my way home.
On your own?
On my way home.
On your way home. Well, if you'd have said, I've got two bags because I keep forgetting I've bought them.
What's on you?
Yeah, in my car.
Got one in my pocket here. I'm sorry, that's not your accent. I'm sorry.
I think it was...
Was it all right? No, yeah. Because people do my accent and I do exactly that. What you just said. Yeah, you know, it's lovely.
Oh, does it offend you when people do your voice?
No, I think it's a nice icebreaker and it's all right.
Are you lying?
If it's a friend doing it, grand. If it's someone who, like, trying to end the conversation and they're like, I don't know what I said, I was going to say rhubarb. And like, probably, I never say rhubarb, but I've just said that. And you're just like, oh, okay.
Do people come up? Do you have to gigs and do your voice?
Sometimes, and it could be nice, but like, yeah. Do you get people doing it? Being like, oh,
people come up to me and then not that it annoys me because it's not that much of a problem, but they clearly haven't listened to
Matthew just went angry like, what?
Sometimes I'm a bit like, well, if you'd have listened you would know that, because they'll ask me if I've got any drugs on me, but I clearly say that I used to do drugs, and then they must think that I seem laughing and have come to a gig with drugs on me.
Yeah,
but I've had people ask if I want to come do drugs with them.
Bloody hell.
And I'm like, no, but I've been on the bill with someone that would. So I'm like, oh, I know someone that would.
Yeah, get them on it. You know what? It's quite nice inviting you. I think I'm too uncool. No.
Yeah, but you don't want it.
No, I absolutely don't.
No. Well, there you go. And I'm almost 40, Anna. I don't want...
It means nothing with the drug stuff.
I don't want people... Like, what impression am I giving off that people want me to, A, sell them drugs?
Yeah, do they think you're supplying without asking? Like, you're going to be like, well, actually, this comedy thing is just a front so I can get around people on nights out so I can sell them some drugs.
Yeah.
I mean...
I got drugs and I'm supplying. No. Better shape up. Because I need a man. But
dear, well, fair play. And they always surprise them when you're like, I don't.
Yeah, no. And then they'll go, though I get people as well that go, oh, so are you really gay then? And I'm like, no, I'm not.
If you're set, you say that you're not. Like, I know. You still do the same set bit. You clearly do a bit where, like, I look like I am, but I'm not.
Yeah, yeah. And then people say, oh, yeah, but that was just a joke, was it not? And then I just...
Oh
yeah,
it's the same with people thinking I'm doing an act with the Welsh thing. To be fair, there have been a few comedians who have done that, like, and fair play to them, and they've usually got Welsh family, so I will allow it. But like, I'm not. This is it. You've heard me trying to do an English accent. Like, how? This is the base level.
But yours, I've never known such a Welsh voice though.
They are about though, like, so, like, if you went down, because I had the same, like, when I was living in England for ages, like, where's, and lots of people being about my accent, I was like, what's happened? Do I sound really weird now? And then I went back home, like, and saw my friend Kaylee and I chatting to them. I was like, she sounds like me. Okay, this is an accent. I've not just, like, acquired this, like, thing.
Well, I think people forget as well, because when we went on holiday recently to Rhyl, the kids were disappointed that that no one had an accent, because it's their mate. They sound more Scouse.
They do, and I had a very big surprise when I did this at Rhyl Comedy Club. and it was like less than 10 gigs in. It was quite new when I was doing it. Like me, not them. And then like, what was the point? Oh yeah, so like, yeah, it was like less than 10 gigs in. And I went to that Real Comedy Club thinking, oh, I'm going to go back. And it'd be like, I can talk about this Welsh English stuff in a way they relate. And they were like, no, we're not.
Oh. You think, bloody hell, guys, I thought I could rely on you.
Yeah, no, it was like, no, this is just Liverpool extended and that, which is lovely, but, like, when it was going back expecting Wales.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's like, did I tell you when I went to Plymouth?
No.
And I said I was from Cornwall, thinking that we would all be, because it's only an hour away.
Yeah.
Truro, where I'm from, is only an hour from Plymouth, and Plymouth is the other end of the bridge is Cornwall.
Yeah.
So, and then I said I was from Cornwall, and about 400 people booed me.
Is this a rivalry or something? Maybe the rugby or something?
Yeah, I was just like, bloody hell, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, Lord. But that's, I'm in Newport on Thursday, not Friday, some point this week.
That's south-south, so, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's near my bit, but I'm trying not to get my hopes up and be like, I'm going to go back and be like, homecoming gig, you know what I mean? Like, bloody Max Boyce or something. Like, so I'm just like, trying not to, but in my head a little bit, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Hopefully they relate to these, but I don't really talk loads about being Welsh. But it's sometimes nice.
But I think you've clearly got the accent though, so I think they will, you will be duly appreciated there.
Oh, I hope so.
Well,
I'm
in the Wales on Thursday. I think I'm in Aberystwyth.
Aberystwyth, oh, no wonder on that. Yeah, oh, that's lovely, gonna have a lovely time.
Why? Haven't got, yeah.
Aberystwyth, at the university.
Oh, is it?
I think so. I think it's on the campus, but it's like a theatre thing in there.
Oh,
that's brilliant. The one I'm thinking of.
Oh, good. And that's near, is that near Snowdon? Can you see the mountains?
Oh, my geography's not good there yet. It's near the water.
Oh, is it?
I think I remember there being mountains vaguely.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you where Brecon Beacons are, north, south.
I just think
Snowdon.
Because you've got a bit about your boobs.
Oh, yeah, I call them the Brecon Beacons.
So why not? Whenever I hear the Brecon Beacons, I just think
of my tits.
Yeah, sorry.
I like that. I will take that.
So I wonder what landmark mine would be. Do lots of people go to the fucking Beacons? Is it like a...
What, is this innuendo?
No.
No one's here for years. It's closed off.
No, I mean, is it a... like a famous Welsh landmark?
And I say so. Lots of people tell me. So, you know, when I moved to like, England first and went uni and that, it'd be one of the places people tell me they've gone on holiday. Oh, yeah, I went to Brecon Beacons. Or like one, another one's Betsy Coed. Couldn't tell you what's there. I just
and
know
that's it. What you call something.
Oh, but you've been a Betsy Coed. Yeah, you have.
So is beacon another word for hill?
I don't know. A beacon.
Oh, not
beacon.
No.
Is it light?
That's beaker.
The Brecon Beakers, and it's just people being like, what?
Yeah, but then don't people say a beacon of light?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like a lighthouse.
Beacon. The Brecon Beacon.
What?
I just feel like it's related. Light and mountain. Beacon. Do you get what I mean? Why I say it's not a word? Like, something...
Yeah.
I mean, this is a podcast, so I need to stop doing the...
Oh, yeah.
The hand motions. So for those listening, if this stays in, I'm doing, like, jazz hands when I say beacon. Like, imagine, like, beacon.
Pathetic.
Do you feel weak and pathetic?
Yeah.
Are you on a sugar low after your bloody
Knickerbocker glory?
Yeah, that you had for breakfast.
And because I'm on the blob, aren't I? And I just feel very
blobby.
Yeah. I feel like we strive when we're talking about roadkill. But we probably need to stop.
I can't stop seeing it. It's everywhere.
It is everywhere. I saw a hedgehog and thought of you the other day.
Did you? What, a dead hedgehog?
Yeah.
You thought of me?
Yeah.
You know what? That's all I could ask for. When I'm long gone, I want you to see things on the side of the road dead and think, oh, Anna.
What would you stop for? Would there be anything that you'd stop for? If you saw...
Anything, Harriet!
What
do you mean? Are there some animals? I'm like, oh, it's only a turtle.
No, I mean, would you pick up anything at the side of the road?
I already have, I've told you.
No, but if you were driving...
So I think this every time I drive, and I'm, like, really vigilant. Although, pigeon nearly crossed me earlier. A pigeon flew in front of the car, but not enough time for me to stop.
Yeah.
And it didn't hit it, thank God. But if... I don't... They they've got a lot of room to fly. They can go up, they can go down. He's chosen to go down and dip. So underneath, so I can't see it in the, what's that called, window. And look, what's it called? Is that what it's called, the front bit?
A window.
The window at the front when I'm driving. He flew...
Windscreen.
That's it.
Still a window, yeah, though, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's a, but they went in front of the car, dipped and flew up, and thank God, because I was like, on the phone to my mother, like, speakerphone, don't worry, just saying, like, oh, don't worry, I've locked
you
it
on. Say
like, I, cause I'm like, I worry people think that I'm just out willy-nilly. Like, I'm the most vigilant thing. I don't. I use CDs, not Spotify, because I'm worried about the concentration. But yeah, like, so yeah, this pigeon nearly got run over, so that, risky business. But yeah, anything. I always keep an eye out, and if it's roadkill and it's like clearly gone and I can see guts and stuff, I'm like, it's gone. But I'm always like,
oh, just in case you need to give something mouth to mouth.
I don't think I can snog it, but I'd like,
I've accidentally done that once.
How can you accidentally? You're gonna have to elaborate on that.
Well,
one.
I can't elaborate too much because I said it on a different podcast ages ago.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But I clipped a rabbit, and then I thought it was the, and then I tried to give it mouth to mouth, and then I got it.
I feel
it.
Like there's other things you could do first.
But then
you're trying to run away, and you're like,
but it died, and then I was convinced that I'd had the spirit of the rabbit inside me. It left the rabbit, it entered me.
And Gromit, you're just like, I really fancy a bit of carrot. You know, to the family, like, guys, did you want your salad tonight?
I've always eaten salads.
And you're always jumping about.
Like Wallace and Gromit, in the case of the world. I love Wallace and Gromit.
I wanted to watch one last night. I was saying to my mum, like, oh, I really fancy, and oh, it's midnight. Oh.
No one does. No one. I think it's a, I don't know if it's a Southwest thing. I count you because you're a fellow Celt.
Celt.
Like cow, didn't I?
Yeah.
But for some reason, because I said something on stage about Wallace and Gromit not long ago, and people were like, didn't even know what I was on about.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. It's often, not so much recently, because, you know, but because the kids aren't asked, but on the Christmas, it's like a big Christmas thing. Yeah. You always, because there's always one on, isn't there? Like, the what's the first one? The
moon one, where they go
Grand Day Out.
That's it. And the moon's cheese and
stuff. The angry machine that lives on. I still don't understand. Is it a parking meter on the moon?
Just why not, isn't it?
Yeah.
Suspend your disbelief.
True. Very true. But I had to... Did I tell you about... No, this was Annabelle. I had an absolute flap with... basically, I don't know whether it was an attack or whether... I think more likely was I had driven on top of a drawing pin and on my wheel.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I'll take the drawing pin out and... So then
I
had
to hear it?
I had to hear, and for me to hear it was much too loud. So then I took it out. Well, this will help you. You know, do you know this site? And is it slander? Well, it's true. My partner recommends it. Who will fix your car? Someone fix my car.com or something. Who will find my car?
Yeah.
Come down with me.
Come down with me. Yeah.
So I typed this thing in, and he had the same problem where. So they'll say who to, because I needed someone to repair. So I didn't know that you can just repair a puncture. I thought you had to get a new wheel, a new tyre.
No, this puncture. You know, but then I would assume you'd need a new thing. I'd be too worried. If I fixed it myself, I'd be like, that's going to fall apart.
I know, but you know, you can get someone to do
it. Oh, right, yeah, that makes sense.
So instead of like £100 or whatever, it was £25 go to Halfords. So it got recommended by whowillfixmycar.com. Help me.
Help me. /help me.
So then I filled the thing out, found the one, and then was like, great. We've done good. There hasn't been no banging a drum.
Oh, touch wood.
Touch wood. And then, so I was waiting for them to get back in touch with me. They just never did. So then I rang Halfords. They were like, oh, we're not even on We Fix. Who will come my wheel?
/ please help me.
Yeah. But /. But there's a whole company saying that people... Anyway, so then I don't know. That's not even part of the story.
Well, yeah. The wheel, Wallace and Gromit, an attack.
Yes. So then I was coming back from having my wheel repaired and a pigeon again came down, and then my partner was like, what are you doing? Because I ducked.
Yeah.
In the car.
You would have been a convertible.
Yeah. And I was just like this because it was just so near. I just...
Why do they fly low, though? You're not helping yourself, boys. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, I don't think they have. And I've before driven in someone's plume.
Plume? So they've hit one.
They've hit one and then... My driving instructor did just once on a bloody... And then he was just laughing, and I was, oh my God, once in Cornwall, this was the same, did I ever tell you the time when a, oh God, did you hear that? It sounded like a little fart, it was my tummy.
It was the rabbit inside. Avenge them. I feel like you're going to say about someone hitting an animal and the rabbit is not happy.
Did I ever tell you about... So I'm very upset with... Can I say? I don't know how to say his name. You know when you have to live your life by... and this... I've got a bit about it, so I'm not going to be one of those people that does a bit, but you know...
Do a type 5. So anyway...
Yeah, is that some? You know, you have to live your life by the fact that good will always prevail. Yeah. Because if you don't, even though more and more...
awful things are happening.
Yeah, and then, a lot of nice. So then you think, yeah, but you have to. But anyway, so this guy from school now owns, apparently, allegedly, no, he does, a very successful cheese business, right? But he is the same person that said I looked like E.T. when I was trying to defend my friend, and he shoved my head it through the through the top deck of the double decker bus.
Horrible.
And then
that.
I had to go to because my head got stuck, and because my hair was thatched like E.T. when he's in the wardrobe.
Oh, yeah.
So then everyone like, but then I went back to the depot in the bus, and the bus driver that actually ended up helping me, that was the same bus driver who looked at me once as I was about to get on the bus, and then I went, oh watch, there's a pigeon there, and then looked at me and just ran over the pigeon. That's like a sociopath, isn't it?
I feel like I've been punched in the stomach, Harriet.
Sorry, Anna.
Why do people do that? Don't you be sorry. What's his address?
He's in Cornwall.
Go fight him. I've never been in a fight, but this is a good reason to have my first one. Like, apart from my squabbles with my sister, but yeah.
Have you noticed that we only seem to come alive when we're talking about
dead animals?
We were dipping and
now I feel like I've been got an adrenaline boost. Like, oh my God. That's sociopathic.
Didn't it? Looked me right in the eye and then ran over and then smirked. Maybe that's like, does anyone know a bus driver? Is that the training?
What? And if a child who potentially looks like E.T., I don't think you look like E.T. I mean, I love E.T.
No, but it was the hair. In your lifetime, have you always had hair straighteners?
No, I think they were with it when I was around like a teenager, that's when I started, like, hearing about them more.
Oh, you heard.
Hearing a grapevine.
Whisper.
A willow tree I walked past. You can straighten your hair, you know?
Yeah, so did you do any other things? Like, my friend would, like, iron... She'd, like, try and iron her hair. Stuff like that.
Oh, my! I've heard about people doing that. I think my mum told me she did it once to her hair, which... Oh, my... Look, imagine that smell.
Yeah.
And my hair smells like milk right now. Sorry.
Oh, I just sniffed it there. Milky.
Milk. So what did you do?
With what? Oh, yeah, just had my hair just grew triangular, and I don't know why.
A party in Velma and Simpsons.
If I... Oh, my God, exactly like that. Honestly, I've got a photo... Oh, my phone's there. I've got a photo of me at school, and I literally have triangular hair. So you wouldn't think it now. It's got a natural wave.
Is it weird for you now? Like...
Yeah, but it's like, did you notice that the more... Because I got... them proper GHDs when my student loan actually, and I think they actually made my hair go less naturally wavy because you just straighten it, because those are like fucking 200 degrees, aren't they?
Exactly, it's got to be doing something to sort of chemicals something.
Straighten it, because they've gone, oh, can I use them? And I've gone, yeah, and then they've left them because they're used to the other ones, and then they've let them heat up, and I've just seen it with them on, and I went, oh, what are you doing? You can just use them straight away, and they've gone, oh no. I said, no, and then they've gone like that, and they're like, fucking hell, because they're doing it with the other ones. Take ages. Like,
no, GHDs are quick, aren't they? They just do like a quick, like, boop, 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 and then you're ready.
You probably cook a bacon with them.
Probably.
You just go on your bacon.
Exactly. I've definitely used them for something. I've ironed when I was working, like, a cafe thing. I only had my straighteners, and I would iron bits of, like, the collar and bits like that with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they're actually hotter than the iron.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mine are broken at the moment because I stood in them by accident.
Do you want mine?
Oh, it's alright, thank you. I'm going to... Because I have a GHD.
I've got no hair.
Yeah, but it's going to come back at some point, isn't it? Yeah, you might change your mind. But thank you.
I'm happy to give them you. They are 10 years old, but they're still going strong.
Well, see, these ones are quite old, and they're, like, teal and that and thing. But, like, there's a shop in the town I live where, like, there's, like, an electric shop, and they've literally got a poster, say... Not a poster, like an A4 piece of paper where they've written in marker... can fix GHDs or something like that.
Oh!
So I've been meaning for like 2 years to take them to them, and I just...
Oh, yeah, take them in.
But if they say no, I might buy yours, Harriet.
I would just have them. They're not used.
But if I would love them as long as... Look, let me check these.
I trust you, because the... it's fine as long as I don't say the names. When the girls were with us, they give me terrible anxiety. They just leave them on the bed.
Oh, that's the thing. Whenever I do... So I still try and use these broken ones, and I just have to be careful. And every time I have to take... Before I leave the house, I need to take a photo of them unplugged.
Very
and off.
Good. They just leave it on the bed.
And then
when I say stuff like that, it's like with anything, I say that, and then I look in their eyes, and I know that they think that I am just being ridiculous.
No.
When there's even things like, I remember once on an episode of Watchdog, there was people were having their deodorant bottles, their antiperspirants on top of windowsills, and on hot days they would explode. And I told you, didn't I, when people thought I had a bomb on me, and did I ever tell you about
this? No!
I got taken into an office because they thought I had an explosive because my aerosol expanded and exploded on...
Did I tell you about this?
Yeah, on a train to... Where was I going?
On a train?
Yeah, so I was in loads of trouble.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and I heard...
Was it Lynx or something? An impulse?
Yeah, it's Africa. For all the ladies. No, it was just me normal, sure... Because it was a really hot day, and I was bloody how I feel. This is, I was telling someone about this recently, because I'm so, this is a very good example of my bipolar, was I was accosted for suspected terrorism for my deodorant. Then I got lost, then I had to walk 3 miles, because I was kicked off the train, and there wasn't another train for ages, because, well, not kicked off, they had to speak to me, so then I missed the train, and then there wasn't a train. Then I walked like 3 miles, and then this is awful, but I was like, once I get to the hotel, I'm going to kill myself. And then I got to the hotel because I just had enough. I said, well, this is it, I have had enough. And then got to the hotel, and for no reason whatsoever, the person on reception goes, oh, we've upgraded you. And I went,
what a good day.
And yeah,
like, someone gave me
100%. I was like,
skipping
with my fuck. But then I had to bloody wash all my bag out, because everything was covered in deodorant. So I'll do the gig, but it smelled amazing.
Isn't it fresh?
But bitty, very bitty.
So did it go off, it banged on the train, and then the train conductor, did someone tell them that you're...
Well, someone said I was acting suspiciously, but that's just my vibe.
That's the same, Joe. I'm right there with you. Like,
the thing is, because I could hear like a sort of fizzing.
Yeah.
So I was maybe acting suspiciously was, well, it might have just been nothing, me just doing nothing, but I think it might have been me trying to listen to what was happening, because I wasn't sitting down, I was stood up.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a seat. So I think someone said I acted suspicious, and then a fizz and then a bang went off. But, I mean, I did a terrible job if I was, you know...
Yeah.
Trying to bomb the place.
So one can of Shua deodorant.
Yeah, and it was a self... sabotage, because it was all my clothes. I looked like, because there was this kid when I used to teach called Leonardo, and I turned my back for 1 second, and he'd emptied the fucking fire extinguisher on all the children.
Oh my goodness. I mean, hilarious, but awful.
Yeah, and it looked like that when my deodorant burst. All the kids were just completely like white and creamy, like from
what did deodorant people? Oh, right, no, the
fire. So my clothes were all white, not as much, but when Leonardo, and it was so funny as well, because he was trying to tell me that he didn't do it, but he was the only kid that wasn't completely covered in fucking. So quickly.
So funny. And then what, they just all stood there, like, taking
it. Yeah, like sheep, like creamy sheep. And then he was like, I didn't do it. And I was like, well.
Evidence. I reckon you did, Leonardo.
Yes.
Holding the fire extinguisher clean.
He's the siblings. He had a brother called Raphael. Like, the turtle.
Did their parents... That's cracking. See, I get ideas like that, and I'm like, oh, I could never carry it out. And then people do that,
people
and I'm like...
People do. Oh, yeah. We had Madonna.
Madonna?
Yeah. Little Madonna, God bless her.
Oh, Maddie for short.
The, what's that, the fruit... Demonte? Is it fruit? Diamonte?
I was going to say diarrhea, not that.
People used to call me diarrhea at school because my surname.
That is dire.
Yeah. What are you saying about Diamonte?
Diamonte, what is it? Is that what it's called?
The fruit. I feel like we're saying the diamonds, though. That's Diamonte.
I've lost it. I can see the label. It's on oranges.
Yeah. Diamonte. But he was the...
Do you, Monte.
So there was a boy called whatever the fruit is called, and then he had escaped. We had to look for him, and he was up a tree.
Where fruit grow.
Yeah. Full circle.
I'm going home, boys. And you had to like jump and twist him off.
It was ridiculous as well, because we were all just like looking for him, and he was just watching us from up a tree.
How did he not giggle?
Yeah, exactly. We had to bring his mum and everything.
And he was just sat there watching.
Yeah, up a tree.
Sat there looming. Oh, so funny. Waiting to be harvested.
Exactly.
Oh my lord! How can it, I can't do hide and seek in that. I'd be howling.
I used to love it. I used to love that. The sardines.
Well, we are close. Oh yeah, where you find each other and then you join.
Yeah, you join the people that are still. Wait a minute. How does it work again?
So someone goes. Everyone goes hiding.
Yeah, and then when you find someone. No, you don't join the hider. You join the seeker, don't you? No, because why would it be called sardines?
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't... If you're looking, you don't then join the hider, because then who's looking?
Oh, I'm so lost.
I'm so lost, but I remember enjoying it.
Same. I played it on a Hindu. You know, Bexy Atcher, a Hindu, we played that game where we... And I remember us being separate, all of us, and then we were hiding together, and I'd ruin it every time because I'd get giggles. And be like, they'd come in a room, and I'd just be like, I'd get murdered straight away in a horror film, any of that, because I just can't. I cannot be quiet. But yeah, how's that work?
And they always, well, I can't get my head around it now. No. Well, I think as long as you didn't go in a basement, because that's where they always go wrong in horror films.
I know, you go higher, not lower. Actually, no, because then I could jump out a window.
Up the tree, always up. That's like if a bear comes. Let's go up.
What would you actually climb up a tree if, like, I don't think my insect. I think my insect would just be run.
I'm not fast enough. I don't think. I think I could be fast for a small amount of time. I think my legs would buckle. I'm so unfit since I started driving.
But the adrenaline would kick in.
Of being murdered. Because as well, in the horror films, they always walk so slow, you know, when they've got like a mask on and a chainsaw and they're just like walking really slow. I think, well, I could just probably hop quicker.
Exactly. Like roll to roly-polies away. There's loads of hedgehog signs around me and I'm so happy.
Sights. Signs.
So like little, you know, like warning signs, like the triangle, and then have like a little hedgehog to say, there's hedgehogs here.
Good. Not like your sign when it was like, Badgers!
Yeah, it didn't say any, it didn't say warner, I think, it just said badgers.
Badgers, ahoy. Oh. Right. This is something to deal with, isn't it?
It's so long.
Thank you, God bless. Would you like to leave any passing comments?
Why is the only thing I can think of is don't eat yellow snow. Do what you want. Bye.
This is the end.
Not for forever, though. We're out every Wednesday on Patreon and Sunday on all other podcast places.
Please leave a review and tell a friend because that is nice.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.